Welcome to This Day. This day I honor the best in you and the best in me, and I wish you peace. Ian Haycroft, kinesiologist, mentor and counselor, and myself, Stephen Altair, author, mystic and meditation teacher, discuss the power of conscious communities and our noble purpose. So our wisdom path process that we bring you to each time is to pause, be aware, connect, and serve each other. And we feature this day interviews with leaders of noble communities making our world a better place. And today, this day contemplations, which is the ability to pause, be aware, connect, and serve, and cultivating those skills. So today, Ian is going to guide you into a natural, effortless practice through awareness of silence and help create and actualize your dreams and goals through the simple practice of silence. So I'm going to begin and just tell you a little story that happened to me some years ago related to silence. So I was on at a conference with Harvard lecturer and author Ron Richhart, who was speaking about the eight cultural forces that define us. And he was speaking about time and modeling and language, environment, interactions, routines, expectations, and opportunities as being languages, and that we have these languages. So we have a language of time when we talk about, we have a language of self, for example. We have a language of our environment or the way we interact. We even talk about routines and use languages related to our routines. So we have all these different types of languages that we commonly use. So I did this, or I feel this, or this happened yesterday, or this happened. We have particular ways of reflecting on different forces that occur in our life. And so he was going through these, and at the end of this, he said, you know, do you have any questions, anything anybody like to say? So I stood up and I said, oh, Ron, and I'd got to know him a bit. He was a very personal chap and a lovely being, just very timeless, wonderfully precise and beautifully open being to anything. So he's extremely good-natured and very humble about anything that people brought to him. And I said, Ron, I stood up and I said, you know, you've presented lots of research in all these different languages, but you haven't yet spoken about the language of silence. And in the silence that followed, the silence, you could have heard a pin drop right across the entire conference. And there were hundreds of people there. So it was a beautiful opportunity just to share this silence and spaciousness and stillness. And he said, you're right. He said, there is years and years of research probably available to somebody like you or anybody who wants to take that up. He said, you're right. We've left it out. He said, we don't talk about the language of silence, and we don't talk about the language of silence as being important for our children. We don't teach our children about the importance of the language of silence. Generally, it's used as a punishment. We say, be quiet, be silent, you know, take time out. So it's quite often used in a detrimental way when, in fact, the language of silence is a pure and very timeless and open practice that is a portal to pure awareness itself. So I wanted to speak a little bit about that for a few minutes. From our birth, we're taught that our identity, and that's our past and our futures and our ideas and concepts, that identity makes us different from everybody, and that it's very important. We're not taught much about silence, and nor are we taught about formlessness or identitylessness. And our identity has to do with our life, our parents, our behavior, our life circumstances. And as a result, because we're not told any different, we mistakenly identify with our body as being us, our thoughts and feelings and perceptions, even our behaviors and the circumstances we experience, we perceive them as us. And so we don't look deeper into that basic question, who am I? So who are we? What's something common to us all? What's common to all humanity? So that was a question I asked very early on. I know you did too, Ian, and many of those that are listening to us here are going to be having that same question, I'm sure, pop up over your lifetime. Who am I? So we often relate to the form of experience, the qualities of it, the thoughts, words, actions, the interpretation, our opinions and our judgments. And yet we also know those experiences arise and pass and fade away. They actually change. Meanwhile, the one that is aware of those thoughts and feelings and perceptions, the witness or the observer or the awareness of awareness itself, if you go even deeper into the observer and you get the witnesser to witness awareness itself, then you start to feel just what you're starting to feel now. We're slowing down. Ian and I are beginning to pause, take a little bit of space. And then we start to realize that this awareness is right here and right now in this moment. So you can be aware of, if I ask you to be aware of a thought of your breakfast this morning, you can do that. And there's a point at which that thought arises, abides, and fades away into this portal to awareness, silence, or stillness, or spaciousness. So when we recognize that all experiences is in this constant state of change and flux, and that there is an awareness that's always present, this recognition goes right to the heart of what Ian is going to guide you into in a few moments. That there is this eternal, unchanging presence of awareness that is right at the heart of our being. And that is always aware of every thought and every feeling and every perception. And as we grow still, as we come into this remarkable opportunity like you're coming into right now, this opportunity to be still and silent, right? The narrative voice, that chattering voice inside you that is all those opinions and judgments and ideas and concepts, when it becomes silent, then we learn how to not identify with our experience and instead to remain as that which is eternal awareness. The awareness of presence. So I'm going to hand over to Ian, who's going to guide you directly into this beautiful process of silence, this opportunity to quieten the mind, quieten the narrative voice, pause, be very quiet, and be silent. Ian.
Thanks, Stephen. You know, there's a beautiful American writer. His name is Parker J. Palmer. And he writes a lot about this inner silence and the wisdom of the soul. And he uses this beautiful analogy, and we're going to actually use that analogy and imagination to go to this silent place. He says, you know, if you want to see a deer in the woods, you can't go in making lots of noise and banging against the trees and the branches and making noise, because you won't see the deer. So in order to see the deer, which is like the wisdom of your soul, the wisdom of silence, you actually need to sit down at the base of a tree and wait. And listen. And after waiting and listening, who knows how many hours it might take, then a deer might appear. and grace you with its beauty and depth. So we're going to use that kind of that doorway of imagination to go to a quiet, pausing, silent place that Stephen's talking about. So just take a moment, you know, sitting in your chair, nice and upright, relaxed. Take a moment to breathe. Just notice your breath. And just for a moment, allow your awareness to sink into your heart. And using the imagination, we'll go to a place of silence. So imagine you are in the woods, walking in the beautiful, safe, quiet woods, on your way to look for the deer. The deer being the silent doorway to yourself. And imagine that you're just sitting at the base of a tree. It's a beautiful soft spot and temperature is beautiful. And just imagine you're sitting beneath the beautiful tree, the sunlight through the leaves, just sitting quietly. Your mind may want to chatter about many things, but just ask it for a moment to be silent. And as you're sitting there, we have got a bag, your backpack with you, and it's just next to you. So just for a moment, since we're sitting quietly by underneath the tree, just for a moment, pop in that backpack all the stuff of your past. Just for a moment, just leave it in the bag. Nothing about the past. And while we've got the past there, let's put the future there. Let's let go of all ideas of the future. What you want the world to be, how it should be, how this and that should happen. Just for a moment, no need for the future. And since we've got a couple of things in the bag, let's also put all the ideas you have about yourself, what you think you're supposed to be, the things you should be doing. Just for this quiet time, this moment in the woods, pop that in the bag too. So there you are, quietly, no past, no future to worry about, no ideas about what the world should be or what you should be, just for this moment, empty. And as you sit beneath this tree, though there's no past, no future, no present ideas, still there is you. Amidst all of the noise of the past, in this moment, all is quiet. And yet, you know that I am, I exist. And even more profoundly, you know that I am. So we, you, in this silence, touch cheek to cheek with the silence and no-thingness, nothingness, from which we arise. In this quiet place, we actually become face to face with the infinite silent space that is the essence of who we are. We are not separate in any way from the forest, the trees, the leaves, the deers, the bugs, the universe, the planets, the suns, they all arise from silence. The silence that I am. So in the words that I am, there you rest in that quiet, in that silence. There you are. And in this silence arises the peace, the safety, the support, the infinite embrace from which you arise. And that is you. Just sit for a moment in this silence. Silence filled with the quality of love. From this place, we can actually live our lives. Take some time to do this. Sit in wherever the wood or the imagined place that is good for you. Take some time to do that. You can pause this recording and spend more time there. But when you're ready, you can unpack your backpack. Anything you want to get out, you don't actually have to take any of it out if you don't want to. And imagine yourself back in the chair that you are sitting in. Aware of your breath, aware of where you are. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes, but actually still carry with you the silent, golden silence that is you. And on this day, I bow to the best in you and to the best in me. And I wish you peace, and we wish you peace. Thank you.